there, and you'd be able to work all your POTUS stuff. Back in the early 90s, 89, I took the novice class in Trenton, and I couldn't get over the CW hump. Then in 91, I went back again and took the novice test, and I passed it. And I passed it both times on the theory. But I finally passed the code test. And then I think in 93, I went and did the CW 13 words a minute, like 9 different times I went. And I finally got 26 characters in a row in the middle of the conversation, and that was a minute a copy, and I passed. So the following month, I got my advanced, and then I said, well, I'm never going to get the extra because I'm never going to be able to pass the 20 words a minute. Let me get them in. Then in 2000, they dropped the code requirement for the extra to 5 words a minute. So I studied up, and I got the extra. But a lot of times I would go, like you're doing, I would go to a swap and I would buy a floppy disk, and for any one of the licenses. And when I was starting to score 80%, then I go look for a test. So that's what I did back then. Yeah, and around 2000, I passed the extra. So, and I thought, yeah, I'll never have to look at the frequency chart because all the radios are locked, at, you know, for the band limits. And then POTA came along, and, geez, I got to look at the frequency chart, find out where all the generals are at.